Turns out there is a reason why our nights are warmer and our days are so hot. It's all because of this blob that's out in the Pacific, a blob of hot water. And here to talk more about that and how it's affecting our weather and other things is Jan Newton with the University of Washington. Jan, thank you for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome.
This blob is huge.
It is. It's about as extensive as the states of Washington and Oregon.
And how warm is this water?
Well, that's the thing. So this mass of water, the surface temperatures are more than 7 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than what they typically are in the historical record.
So is it the wind blowing across the ocean that's warmer that's creating the heat wave we're having here?
That's correct. Our weather in the Pacific Northwest, the air temperature, is very much related to the ocean temperature. Most people don't realize that, but that's why we don't get the really hot temperatures during summer usually, because our winds come to us from across the Pacific Ocean and they cool down.
So does this explain why so many times at night I open the windows and I'm used to that breeze coming in and cooling down the bedroom and it's basically still outside and it doesn't do that at all?
That's correct. Yep.
Besides the warmer nights and the hotter days, is the blob doing anything else to us here in the Washington State area?
Well, it really is, and that's what's got me concerned as an oceanographer. The blob came ashore the fall of 2014. It came to the outer coast of Washington, and it came through the Strait of Juan de Fuca and into Puget Sound. So now our Puget Sound temperatures everywhere are much warmer than they typically are. But that isn't the only change. That temperature and salinity cause how dense seawater is. And this warmer water is less dense, and it means that it didn't flush Puget Sound like Puget Sound normally flushes. And places like Hood Canal, the southern part of Hood Canal, the way that the system works is that concentrations of oxygen that are low build up over the summer, and then that fall water renewal washes that away, basically, simplifying it a bit. Last fall, that didn't happen so well. And so the low oxygen concentrations we built up last summer were with us all winter long. And then we started from a much lower place in terms of the concentration to the point now where the oxygen is depleted in the deep waters of southern Hood Canal.
And this means fish kills.
Well, it could. And that's what we're really watching from looking at our data from the buoys. We're pretty concerned that this fall there could be a fish kill. It's not certain because it's possible that the incoming ocean waters will mix away this low oxygen signal, but it's an awful lot of water to mix away. So we're really watching this and very much concerned.
So something to really keep an eye on for you guys.
Well, absolutely. And it's not just the oxygen. So our colleagues from NOAA are seeing that the pH is as low as has been recorded in southern Hood Canal. The Department of Health is seeing harmful algal blooms. This particular species was not in lower Hood Canal, but it is there now. So it's all of these bits of information together that really define the ecosystem. So that's what we're really going to be watching. And not just Hood Canal, the other parts of Puget Sound, South Sound, Whidbey Basin, the main basin, looking at how this all affects those areas.
When you take the warm temperatures of the blob and add in the warm temperatures of El Nino, does that really raise some concerns for what's going to happen this winter?
It does. And, you know, we're sort of in uncharted territory in terms of how warm seawater temperatures are. We are breaking records left and right in terms of people's databases. So NOAA's, UW's, Department of Ecology's, all of us are seeing unprecedented temperatures. And so if this becomes compounded, it could get more extreme.
And you can follow blob conditions for the ocean, for Puget Sound, and for the oxygen in Hood Canal at this website, NANOOS.org. That's the Northwest Association of Networked Ocean Observing Systems. It's easy to remember it as NANOOS, NANOOS.org. By the way, the buoys report in real time. If you see a picture that they've created of this blob, it goes on forever. And all of these folks, all these environmental and maritime experts are gathering today for a big meeting to find out how to better track this, what they could possibly do about this, and all the possible consequences that may take place. But this is something really serious going off our coast in the Pacific right now. And we'll be keeping track of this throughout the, as they report more information, we will certainly let you know about it here on the Midday News.